Good morning. Did you vote yesterday? Did you encounter a smooth, well-functioning election bureaucracy? Maybe not. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But wanted to let you know that today at 3, a special program coming up in response to the heated debate over a downtown Islamic center and mosque. WNYC invited New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, a forensic psychiatrist and leaders within the Muslim community, to come together and explore diverse perspectives on the roots of homegrown terror, alienation, and Islamophobia. Hear their conversation featuring Brian Lehrer and reporters Marianne McCune, Bob Henley, and Arun Venugopal. That will be today at 3 on 93.9 FM and also at 8 on 93.9 FM and AM 820. That's today at 3 at 93.9 FM and tonight at 8 on both frequencies, AM 820 and 93.9 FM. So you might want to tune in for that. Now, the Board of Elections, right? It controls the very machinery, literally, of our democracy. Yet, the Board of Elections is essentially run by political parties with predictable infighting, lack of accountability. So in a usual election where you have those same old machines, you might wonder, like, how all those people are that you only see on election day are handling the voting process, but you vote anyway and forget about it. Yesterday's voting snafus, with some 70 polling places, according to the Board of Elections, opening late and many machines not functioning, not available, brought it all into relief. So we're going to take a look back now at the Board of Elections and how it got to where it is and where it's going. Joining us is Edward Isaac DeVere of City Hall News, who has been reporting for the past year about the Board of Elections. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So who is the Board of Elections? It's not something that is controlled, say, like the city, like the Department of Education, right? It's
the Board of Elections functions as this agency that's outside of the control of any other part of government. And the way that it works is this actually very antiquated thing where each of the county leaders in each of the boroughs, the political bosses of the Democratic and Republican Party, each gets to appoint a commissioner. So there are 10 commissioners, 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats. Those commissioners then have to vote on everything that the Board of Elections does. And to get anything passed, you need a majority of 6 votes. And as you might imagine, when you have 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats who are picked by their party bosses, it's not all that easy to get 6 votes on anything. They went actually from February until August of this year without an executive director because they couldn't decide who they wanted. It was deadlocked.
And they came to a decision eventually.
They eventually did. And
how?
they came to a decision because there was a play to put a former Republican state senator, Cerf Maltese, into the top job, which was rejected by one of the Republican commissioners who was so frustrated by what had happened that he switched over and voted with the Democrats, and the Democrats got their person in. And the way that then it works is that because the number one job went to a Democrat, the number two, the deputy executive director job, obviously had to go to a Republican because they do everything with these strange balances, even though there's no – nobody would be ever under the impression that Republicans and Democrats are equally divided in terms of the number of voters that they have in New York City.
How did the structure come about? I mean, it seems so, you know, 1895.
Well, it is.
I'm making that year up.
I'm not sure 1895, but certainly before the modern age of government, and it's left over from then. It's something that I think if we were broadcasting instead of in 2010 and 1910, it would seem reasonable. But now with the way that government has been changed in so many ways, and a lot of this patronage type of system pulled out of government, this is the last piece of it left in New York City.
So it seems shocking because this is the fundamental, this is the baseline, this is the thing that determines everything else, that there has not been any reform in the body that controls the electoral process. How is that?
Well, it's not easy to do. Mayor Bloomberg has for years been railing on the Board of Elections. He is self-styled political independent, and so he has made this one of his minor causes, not as big as some of the other ones like immigration reform now or his environmental push. But he has been talking about doing something about the Board of Elections, and it's very hard to do because this is so entrenched, because you do have the political political bosses who have control over it. And realistically, it's not something that most New Yorkers think about other than 2 days of the year, if they even think about it then. And they think about it because of things like yesterday where there were all the problems.
But the funding comes from the city and the state, right?
The funding comes from the city, mostly.
So, I mean, that would seem to be an enormous lever.
Yes, and the mayor has tried to use it, but the Board of Elections has pushed back. This year, the mayor, with the budget crisis being what it was in the city, they said, well, you know, we'll fund schools and we're going to fund social programs more than we'll fund the Board of Elections, and cut back the amount of money. The Board of Elections responded by saying, well, that means that we won't have enough money to train poll workers and do all these things. So when we roll out the new voting machines, there might be problems. And sure enough, there were quite a few problems yesterday.
So this was a poke in the eye at the mayor.
Well, I not deliberately. I don't think that they would say that they created the disaster that was yesterday's rollout of these machines on purpose to show the mayor up. But there are but I have a feeling that there are a number of people in the Board of Elections who would say, well, if the mayor had just funded us better and taken better care of us, then we wouldn't have had these problems. I think that that's a pretty far-fetched argument, though.
What do you know about what happened yesterday? I know it's early and there's several investigations. Public advocate Bill de Blasio said he's going to be looking into it. But what do we know about exactly what happened?
Well, so here's what it stems from. After the very famous 2000 presidential election and all the problems that happened in Florida, the federal government forced new voting machines to be adopted around the country. New York fought against changing their machines for years and until now. So the change in the voting machines yesterday is because of the 2000 elections, 10 years late. And what happened was that it was a big debate of how to make these machines happen, and nobody really learned how to do it, and they didn't do it. At one point, they'd been thinking about rolling them out in 2007 when there was almost nothing in the ballot in 2007. And finally, they got it ready for this year. The machines weren't ready. The poll workers didn't know how to use them. The equipment wasn't there. They didn't know what they were doing. And the Board of Elections itself says that there were problems at 70% of polling places. It's a pretty high number.
They said 70%? I thought they had said 71 polling stations.
Oh. Excuse me. You may be right. I'm sorry. It was a late night last night with some of the elections.
You know how many polling places there were?
There are a lot, and it's all the problems were mostly focused in New York City, but there were obviously these same machines are in place all over the state.
We interestingly have some calls about this, including Richard from Midwood. Richard, you used to work at the Board of Elections?
No, I'm retired.
You're retired. You used to work there?
Yes.
And doing what?
I was a voting machine technician.
So what is it that you think we should know about this?
Well, first of all, the machine that was selected is made by a company called ES&S. If you look up ES&S on the Google, you'll find 12 million results on complaints against them. They are an outstanding malefactor of machinery. They're the same company that lost 18,000 votes in a 200,000 vote in Florida in 2008, I believe.
So, Richard, what do you think accounts for this?
Well, the rush to change into electronic voting didn't allow people to look at what the programming does. At the present time, all of the machinery companies say that their programming is proprietary information, and they don't share it with anybody. That is wrong. It should be a public program so that anybody could check it out to see what's going on. I've worked with a lot of people. I worked against this thing since 1987 when Ed Koch wanted to have electronic voting. We did, in the Board of Elections, change our records to electronic, to computers, and that's wonderful. You can get anybody's name and usually less than 5 seconds throughout the city.
All right, Richard, thank you very much for calling us about this. And Isaac DeVere, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this. There's an investigation right now, this very issue of how the voting machines were selected. What can you tell us about that?
Well, there is an investigation going on. There were some people who were subpoenaed. It's underway. We're not sure exactly where it's going to turn up. As you mentioned, Bill de Blasio, the public advocate, said that he was going to look into this. The city council yesterday, in the middle of the day, issued a statement saying that they were going to do hearings on it. The state comptroller, Tom DiNapoli, also said that he wanted to potentially do an audit of the new machines. This is something that will go on for a while as people look into what happened here.
And do you think this is the kind of thing that could create the momentum for change of the system?
I think the mayor is certainly hoping so. He, in the middle of the day yesterday, was swearing in the new class of the New York Civic Corps, which is like the AmeriCorps for New York, and his staff made sure that reporters showed up for an event that they might not have showed up at otherwise, because the mayor was going to rip into the Board of Elections.
He called it a royal screw up,
which, you know, it's the mayor of New York City. It's strong words and pretty blunt words from a person in his office.
Well, we're still trying to get information over what level of royalty we're talking about here, Duke, Duchess, Prince, King of screw ups. But we will be reporting on WNYC on the extent of that. And thank you so much, Edward Isaac DeVere, City Hall News, for joining us to talk about the Board of Elections. When we come back, we'll be talking about the New York Jets and women in locker rooms, something that still seems to be disrupting the world of professional sports.